community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Mikey's Drive Time on a quick Lizzie. What day is it, Lizzie?
It's Friday.
It's a Friday afternoon. Oh, thank heavens you're here. The show was stinking without you, Lizzie. Seriously, it was terrible without you. It was not good. Anyway, I'll digress. Mikey's Drive Time on a Friday afternoon on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. We've got Vanessa Carlton on the way next. And in the studio with me right now, we've actually got Lizzie Gibson from St Peter's Players.
Hello there.
You brought the sunshine with you.
I have. And
thank,
the heat.
Thank heavens you've turned up. I was beginning to miss you. Now, you're actually taking part, the St Peter's Players are taking part in War Memoirs, is that right?
Yes.
Tell me about the more War Memoirs. What is it?
War Memoirs is an evening to commemorate the beginning of World War One.
Okay.
And we're doing songs, writings, readings, poems, and a slideshow of art of the time.
This sounds really interesting.
Followed by tea and war cake.
Now you're talking my language, Lizzie. You didn't bring any tea and war cake, did you?
No, sorry. No? I should have brought some carrot cake.
Okay. Well, you should have done, really. I mean, as you can see from my...
Girth?
Girth, yeah. Well, just call this from my girth. Thank you, Lizzie. You can see from my girth, I do like a piece of cake.
Come now, along to our evening on July the 9th.
I'm going to come down there next Wednesday, this is, that right? And it's taking place at South Weald Parish Hall. Why did you decide to do this?
Well, the Brentwood Arts Festival, Brentwood Arts Council came to us and said we'd like to do quite a few things. And we decided that we'd like to do the readings and the poems.
Yeah.
And then it snowballed in, well, we'd like a bit of music. So we invited Hutton WI Choir to join us.
Oh, really?
And then we got the volunteers from Brentwood Homestead Players, Homestead WI, who said, can we do the refreshments? So we snowballed.
Oh, my word. And was it your idea that this started off?
No, it was Brentwood Arts Council. We got it from them. We said, OK, what can we do? And this is what we came up with.
Right, OK, then. Now, I know this is the first one of these. This is the only one of these to do because it's the centenary of World War One, obviously. But you do other stuff throughout the year, don't you?
Yes, you usually do two theatrical productions a year, one in the springtime, one in November. And then we have some other social events for our members and maybe some outings in the summer.
So you've got one coming up this November?
We've got one coming up this November. As yet, we haven't decided what the play is going to be, but it's always held at South Weald Parish Hall. And soon we will be choosing the play and doing the auditions. Okay. And then the practice starts in September.
I like a bit of an audition. I do. I've been to more auditions. I thought my name was next for years, honestly. So what sort of stuff have you done in the past, then?
Well, we do quite a lot of comedy because, it doesn't matter. We do a thriller and people laugh at us anyway.
Yeah.
So
that happened to me a lot. Don't worry, you're in good hands.
we do whodunits and costume dramas.
Oh,
and,
really?
Yes. Comedies and... all kinds of mainly things that have been on in the West End. Not exclusively, but a lot has been on in the West End, even if only for a week.
Do you normally play to packed houses, or is it?
Different nights have different audiences.
Yeah.
We can do a comedy, and one night they'll laugh at certain jokes.
Yep.
The next night they'll laugh at all the other bits.
Do you know? I've often thought about that because I've worked with a lot of comedians when I've been DJing, and you see them. You do a gig with three or four nights in a row. And you see the audience, and you can never really predict what type of people are going to laugh at what jokes.
Absolutely.
And I had a friend that used to go through different types of jokes as a comedian, four or five gigs, all different to start with, and whatever one they laughed at, that set the rest of the tone.
Absolutely.
So sometimes they're into silly humour, and are you finding this exactly the same?
Yes, exactly the same.
It's very strange,
we have a lot of people come, and we're getting more new people because we're advertising better.
Yeah, that's good.
It was getting to the stage where we weren't advertising very well and just the locals who knew about us were coming. And of course that would be a declining situation.
Yeah.
So we're now advertising better and we're getting more new people.
So have you got a website where you advertise this?
We go on to the Brentwood Arts Council website and we advertise our activities there.
Right, well Lizzie, this interview is actually going to go on our website.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll put as many links as I can find underneath that so we'll get you as many people for this as we possibly possibly can for next Wednesday, July the 9th, at South Weald Parish Hall. What's the start time, Lizzie?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. You can go and see Lizzie and the St. Peter's Players. And Lizzie, thank you so much for coming in for us this afternoon. And
thank you.
It's been an absolute pleasure. And next time, bring some cake.
I will.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.